fine pair of giant Mishnah Hamabrachas Agefen Ba'aretz. Somebody inserts a branch from a vine into the ground. This branch runs more than 6 tefachim away from the vine that it comes from. It may not offer Agaba Shosha Tvachim Loyabi Zerala. If it's less than 3 tefachim of dirt on top of this branch, but the branch does not run too deep into the ground, it's within 3 tefachim of the surface. In such a case, you're not allowed to plant any other type of produce directly on top of the vine, as we're afraid that the roots of the produce that you plant will run down into the vine, and that would be harkava, that would be grafting, which is forbidden. So therefore, even though it's more than 6 tefachim away from the main part of the vine, you're not allowed to plant directly on top of the vine, since the roots of what you're planting might go right down into the vine. But you are allowed to plant directly to the side of it, because if you plant directly to the side of it, the roots will not insert into the vine, and since it's more than 6 tefachim away from the main part of the vine, there would be no issur to plant other types of produce directly to the side of the vine. This what he said, that you're not allowed to plant directly above the vine, would be true even if this vine that runs underneath the ground was inserted into a dried out gourd or into a soft clay pipe. As if it was inserted into a fresh gourd, that would be forbidden, that would be kliyim. But we're talking about where it was inserted into a dried out gourd or into a soft clay pipe. Even so, if it's less than 3 tefachim from the surface of the ground, you would not be allowed to plant any other type of produce directly above the vine, even though it's more than 6 tefachim away from the main part of the vine. For the same reason, that we're afraid that what you plant on top of the vine will penetrate the soft clay pipe or the dried out gourd and end up going directly into the vine, and that would be harkava grafting, which is forbidden. But if you inserted it into a metal pipe, in such a case, there's no chance that whatever you plant on top of it would penetrate a metal pipe, and in such a case, even though it's less than 3 tefachim below the surface, it would be mutter. Hebricha b'sela, afo pisha ain afra agaba el shalosh etzbos mutter lahavi zera ala. But if this branch from the vine that was in the ground was inserted into a hard rock, in such a case, even though there's less than 3 tefachim of dirt on top of it, you're allowed to plant directly above the branch from the vine. Since it's inserted into a hard rock, there's no chance that whatever you're planting on top of it will penetrate the rock, since it's a hard rock, and therefore you would be allowed to plant directly on top of it. A vine that bends like a knee, when you measure the 6 tefachim from the vine, you measure it from the second root. Meaning to say that this vine in the place where it's planted and eventually grew and came out of the ground, that's not where it rose up from the ground. Instead, at the place where it came out of the ground, it ran along the surface of the ground to another place where it bent back up and started growing upwards. But in the place where it planted, it didn't grow upwards. Instead, it grew along the surface of the ground until eventually it bent like a knee and started growing upwards. When you measure the 6 tefachim from the vine, as we're talking about an individual vine that you can't plant within 6 tefachim of this vine, you measure it from the second root, meaning from the place where it bent upwards and started growing upwards. You don't measure the 6 tefachim from the place where it came out of the ground, and it didn't grow upwards in that place. Instead, it ran alongside the surface of the ground, so eventually it bent and started growing upwards. But when do we say that we measure from the place where it bent? That's only if it looks like it was planted in the place where it's bent. If you can't tell, it was planted elsewhere. But where it's obvious that he planted it elsewhere and that it ran along the surface of the ground until it bent and started growing upwards, in such a case, you would measure the 6 tefachim from the place where it came out of the ground. You wouldn't measure it from the place where it bent and started growing upwards. Seven client parazion, mission of base, and my saw it fun of Vika Ram near. Somebody who had 3 vines, and he took a branch from all 3 vines and inserted it in the ground and had it come out of the ground in a different place. But the main part of the vine he left in its place. So altogether now he has 6 vines. He made 3 more vines out of the original 3 vines that he had. And altogether it's 6. But the other part is the same. He has been named Arbamas Vaj Shmona, or Elam is Tarfa, then Lav Enam is Tarfa. But the other part is the same. If the space between one vine and the other is between 4 amas and 8 amas, in such a case, these 6 vines would have the status of a karen. They would combine to give it the status of a carom, since they're spaced in the normal space that you put between one vine and the other. But if not, if it's less than 4 amos between one vine and the other, or more than 8 amos between one vine and the other, these 6 vines would not combine to give it the status of a carom. And the status of a carom is different than the status of a single vine. A single vine, you can plant 6 tefachim away from the vine, as opposed to a carom. A carom, you cannot plant within 4 amos of the carom. You have to be marked like any other type of produce 4 amos away from a carom. And normally, 6 vines would have the status of a carom. And in this case, even though it really was only 3 vines, and you made 3 more vines out of the original 3 vines by taking a branch, putting it in the ground, and having it come out of the ground in a different place, even so, it is considered 6 separate vines and would have the status of a carom if they're spaced in the right amount that you normally space 1 vine from the other. Gefen sheyavsha asura beinah mekadeshes. A vine that has dried out is forbidden to plant within 6 tefachim of the vine. But if you do plant within 6 tefachim of the vine, what you plant would not become kadosh, would not become forbidden in hana. And normally, when you're over and climb the carom, when you plant something too close to a vine, it would become kadosh, it would become forbidden to have hana from it, you would have to burn it. But in this case, the vine is dried out. So min haTorah, you are allowed to plant close to the vine. Since it's dried out, there would be no issur of climb the carom. But there's an issur of maris ha'ayin. It appears that you're being over on climb the carom. So the Rabbanan said you cannot plant close to the vine. And certainly in the winter, where it's not recognizable that the vine is dried out, since all the vines in the winter are dried out, so it would be usher as maris ha'ayin. But even in the summer, where it's recognizable that the vine is dried out, or the other vines look fresh and this one looks dried out, even so it's usher as maris ha'ayin. And sometimes there are some vines in the summer that look dried out, but they're not really dried out. Sometimes it's difficult to discern which vines are really dried out, so it would be usher, even in the summer, at maris ha'ayin, you cannot plant next to a vine that is dried out. Rabbi Meir, Aymer, Aftzemer, Gefen, Usher, Ve'ena, Mekadesh. Rabbi Meir said, so too, if you plant cotton in the 6 tefachim next to a vine or within 4 amos of a vineyard, that would be forbidden, l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, it would not become kadosh, it would not become usher, ba'hana. At Semer, Gefen, cotton, is it considered the type of produce that is climb the carom, that is forbidden to plant near a carom, but not everybody knows that, so therefore the Rabbanan asked it l'chatchila, so people shouldn't think you are being over on climb the carom, but b'di'evet, if you did so, it would not become usher, ba'hana. Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadok, Aimer Mishma. Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadok said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Af al gabei ha'gefen usher v'eino mekadesh. So too, if you plant directly above a vine that was inserted in the ground, that would be forbidden l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, if you did so, it would not become kadosh, it would not become usher hana. Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadok is referring to that which we had in the previous mission. Somebody has a vine and took a branch from the vine and inserted it into the ground, and there's less than 3 tefachim from where the vine is inserted in the ground to the surface of the ground. Even if that branch is inserted in the ground, it's 6 tefachim away from the vine that it comes from. You're not allowed to plant directly above that branch. If maybe the roots of what you're planting will end up going into the vine, that would be our cover grafting, which is also. Even though l'chatchila would be often to plant directly above the vine, but b'di'evet, if you did so, it would not be kadosh, it would not become usher ba'hana, since the place where you're planting is more than 6 tefachim away from the original vine, even though you planted directly above the branch that was inserted in the ground, b'di'evet, if you did so, it would not become kadosh, it would not be forbidden, b'hana.